we have to really escalate the noise we make so that we'll be heard.
Welcome to Gay USA. I'm Andy Hum, and I'm back in the studio with...
Ann Northrup.
Here we are.
How's our medical condition this week?
I'm getting therapy for my hand this week. How about you?
My back and hips. I'm in intensive care with a new physical therapist and my trainer at the gym, trying to get me back in shape. They're a little skeptical of my ability to recover enough to play golf. And I say,
really?
Oh, pshaw.
Oh, boy.
Well, they didn't lie. I went to a family gathering in my hometown of Windsor, Connecticut this weekend, an annual event with my cousins and brother and sisters-in-law, and drove back and forth. This is the short drive. It's only 2 hours each way instead of 4 hours to my brother's house or whatever. And so I told them I was going, and they both looked at me like, have you lost your mind?
Oh, well.
And I said, no, and I'm going. And it was fine, and I was massaging my quads through most of the drive, but I'm in good shape.
Good.
Yeah.
And I was able to walk home from the theater district this week. So.
Oh, boy.
Well, no, I mean,
these are the benchmarks.
We're
now
not getting much exercise because of all this damn snow.
It's true, and the cold. It's really the cold.
It's depressing. But
yeah.
And so is some of the news, but we have some positive things to talk about.
Sure.
I mean, after all, Trump marked Black History Month by arresting Black journalists and demonstrators.
And Trump is celebrating Independence Day in July by closing the Kennedy Center.
See? It's a very celebratory White House.
Yeah.
Trump is also demanding that all young women who had to play sports with trans women in college sports or high school get written apologies from their schools.
He really just talk about micromanaging. There's nothing he won't.
Well, he's obsessed with certain issues, as you know.
He's obsessed with a lot of stuff. But all in the midst of all that, the Democrats won a big local race in Texas in a very red district. Shocking turnaround in the voting there.
Enormous swing. There's a new coordinated right-wing campaign to overturn the right of same-sex couples to marry, the crowd that brought you the end of abortion. Right.
Well, we've been expecting this for a long time, and I think they're going to have a harder time with this than with abortion, but we'll give you some details. Both good and terrible news from the legislature in Kansas.
The liberal member of Budapest.
Mayor.
The liberal mayor of Budapest was arrested by the fascist government of Hungary for allowing that massive LGBTQ march this past summer.
The Winter Olympics open in Milan this week, and there are so far recorded, there may be more, a record 44 Olympians participating as out LGBTQ athletes.
And we mourn the passing of Florida HIV AIDS and AIDS activist Bruce McKay.
And get ready for a very LGBTQ positive halftime show at the Super Bowl on Sunday, led by our ally Bad Bunny.
And we'll have the LGBTQ angles on the Grammy Awards.
There were some. I would say there were not a ton, but there were some.
We've got a few.
Yeah.
All right. So where are we? One of my favorite stories this week is the Nation magazine has nominated the people of the city of Minneapolis for the Nobel Peace Prize.
Excellent.
They say it's never been given to organizations and individuals, but it's and they are so inspiring in terms of resistance.
They are. They really are.
It's a great idea. And it would be, I don't think Trump would like it.
He would find a way to dismiss it. He would. Hate the Nation magazine. He would say everybody's against him, blah, blah, blah.
He would say, you all got the Nobel Peace Prize. I want a vote by you people about whether you should give it to me.
Did you see Tom Homan?
Yes, I watched the press conference this morning.
I just wanted to put my fist through the TV.
They're not giving an inch. Well,
You know, they and the press, this will be our segue to the press, he stands up there and he says, you know, we're just going after the criminals. We're going after the rapists and the murderers and the such and such. That's why we just want to drag them out of the jails and not have to get them on the streets. And not one journalist sat there and said, yeah, what about the 5-year-old kid? What about all the other kids you've grabbed? What about all the people who with no criminal records?
Everyone, he said, is on the table. And in other words, anyone who does, you know, so nothing has changed.
Nothing.
And, you know, nobody asked him about about this supposed civil rights investigation into the murder of Alex Pretty. Of course, they haven't opened one into the murder execution of Rene Good.
But they have arrested Don Lemon.
This is how the president is marking Black History Month. And he also invaded the Atlanta Board of Elections. That's another way that he's celebrating
Fulton
Black
County,
history.
Fulton County, yeah. Georgia. He's very targeted when he wants to be. So,
seriously, it's always against black people.
Yeah, it is. 99% of it. Not Rene Good and not Alex Pretty, but they just happened into their sights.
Right.
So Don Lemon is covering, and there is Georgia Frost, who was the, Fort, also arrested.
She's an independent journalist. He's an independent journalist.
Right. And they're covering this protest inside the church. Now, this church, it turns out, is an extremely right-wing Southern Baptist church in Minneapolis. And the pastor of the church is this guy who is an executive with ICE. The activists went in there to complain about this pastor and about this very right-wing
What was happening in the church? Was he having his regular service, or was it?
Yes.
Okay, because now the Justice Department is going after anything that happens in a church-related building. There was a disruption of Tom Suozzi, the conservative Democrat from Long Island. He was at a synagogue. But it was not. It was a political meeting that they just happened to be having in a synagogue. But the Department of Justice is going after anybody who disrupted that. Now, this means that I think Republicans who want to have town hall meetings should have them in churches and synagogues and then complain about anybody who disrupts.
Look, I was arrested 35 years ago.
Yes, I remember that.
In St. Patrick's Cathedral. In a demonstration inside the church and charged with disruption of a church service, disorderly conduct, resisting arrest, and one other. I can never remember the fourth count.
You were the safe sex six. That's what you were agitating about.
But here's the thing. You know, I was convicted on four counts. I am a convicted criminal, I guess. But I was there as an activist. I wasn't there as a journalist. I was there as an activist. We expected to be arrested. We were arrested. But I went to trial because I didn't buy any of these charges, particularly disruption of a religious service, because to me, that is government establishment of religion. So does the Constitution say you should have the right to worship? Absolutely. But does the government, does the Constitution say that the government is not supposed to establish religion? Yes. And so that was my argument in court. It turned out to be a losing argument, this business of the government elevating religion to this extent is disturbing.
I don't want to open up a can of worms. We did have some disagreements about this back then. But I will say that the Climate Defiance Group, which is being investigated for busting up the Suozzi thing, they're saying, look, you know, this was billed as a political event, and you can't go after us for that.
Well, I agree that is a stretch, and maybe they'll win that case. Anyway, Don Lemon was there as a journalist. Now he's sort of an activist journalist, as
well,
are we.
Sure.
But he made enough statements on tape about, I'm here to cover it, I'm here to cover it, I'm not a participant, that should get him off on this. But we'll see whether he does get off. Now, of course, as Trump has pointed out, this is the best thing that ever happened to him because it's gotten him so much attention in his independent journalism.
Including from Jane Fonda.
Yes.
Roll tape. You have
right
the tape.
For their right to speak, which is Garrett. I know Don Lemon. My husband created CNN. And I will fight for their right to speak, which is guaranteed in our Constitution. They arrested the wrong Don.
They arrested the wrong Don. It's a great line.
Okay.
Oh, this is the other point about this I wanted to bring up. ICE was terrorizing worshipers in churches before Don Lemon even entered a church.
Right.
One of the first things that the White House did after Trump was inaugurated the second time was to rescind the 2021 guideline that required ICE agents to do everything in their power to avoid conducting operations near protected areas like churches, hospitals, and schools. So, I mean, we've gotten to the point where people aren't going to church because they're afraid of even going near the building because they're so terrorized by ICE. Where's the concern about worship, freedom to worship?
Or schools or right. Grocery stores or whatever.
By the way, Lemon, Don said he offered to turn himself in. Instead, they made a big show of handcuffing him with several agents at the, was it at the Grammys?
No, it was, he was in L.A. when they got him after he had already in Minneapolis volunteered to turn himself in. Meanwhile, he's now been invited to the Met Gala, Beyonce wants to meet him. He went on Jimmy Kimmel's show. He went to the Grammys. And Nicki Minaj has been disinvited to the Met Gala.
Well, according to Rob Shooter, Nicki Minaj put the idea in Trump's head to go after Don Lemon.
Well, she's
so look,
got herself
the protests
in
are continuing across the country. The people of Minnesota are still out there in the sub-zero temperatures. And here in New York, Rise and Resist once again made a trip to Trump Tower to protest what the people who have been killed and assaulted by ICE.
By ICE. And the interesting thing about this is that our new mayor made sure they were not arrested. Now, Rise and Resist doesn't mind getting arrested and expected to be arrested, but the lobby of Trump Tower is contractually a public space. That doesn't mean you can't be arrested, but the mayor, Mamdani, is tamping down the strategic response group, which is the really evil part of the New York Police Department that goes after activists. And so Rise and Resist stood there for an hour and a half with those signs.
And speaking of Trump's attacks on the First Amendment, he threatened to sue Grammys host Trevor Noah after a joke he made about Jeffrey Epstein on stage.
That's going nowhere.
but they bring these suits.
I know. Well, let's see if them bring the other half of the Epstein documents, because that's really, you know, it's so interesting. When the Epstein documents are heating up and they want to distract from them, they go arrest people in Minneapolis. And then when that's heating up, they go back to releasing the Epstein documents.
So, you know, Musk is implicated in the whole Epstein thing. And he says, I was never to the island. His estranged daughter, Valerie, is it?
Trans, yes.
Yes, trans daughter. I said, no, I was with him when he was down at St. Bart's and he was over there and it's all at the same time. Don't let him get away with it.
But all of this is increasing the Minneapolis demonstrations. People, in spite of it still being like 0 degrees and and ICE out there with guns. They're still pulling guns on people in cars. Every day you see new photos of them stopping cars and just whipping out their guns.
Yeah, getting rid of the guns was left out of the Democrat plan to rein them in. I mean,
well, we haven't finished that plan yet. Right. We'll see where that goes. And what did you say about the Nation magazine?
Nation magazine did an editorial saying we should give the Nobel Peace Prize to the people of Minneapolis, who
That'd
are just
great.
Doing such a great job.
But the Department of Homeland Security is now purchasing and outfitting giant warehouses to hold immigrants who've been picked up. They want to put tens of thousands of people in giant warehouses.
And these are concentration camps.
They are.
That will persist. The mayor of Kansas City stood up to this. He said, look, it's right by a rail track, too. And what does that make you think about?
Yikes.
All right. Let's not leave the Epstein files.
Okay.
So you know, they've got all these release, quote-unquote, releases, but of course they're leaving out most of, they've blacked out most of the Trump references.
Well, they've blacked out a lot of the perpetrator references, and, oh, guess we made a mistake. We left in all the victims' names and
yes.
pictures it's, and identifying information.
All right. So, now, one of the persons who had the most contact with Trump was this Peter Attia. I'd never heard of him. I saw the 60 Minutes profile months ago. He's this wellness guru. And 1,700 times he's in the file. Now, he is one of the 19 people that Barry Weiss just hired 3 days ago to be consultants for CBS and commentators on CBS News. They're all right-wing nuts, all of them. It's a pathetic list for somebody who claims to be interested in balance. And, you know.
Oh, please.
Well, I mean.
Don't fall for that nonsense.
I mean, Attia's stuff. So they pulled the rerun of Attia's 60 Minutes piece, which was supposed to take place this weekend, right before the Super Bowl.
But they have not canceled him as one of the hires
they
yet.
They have not. She's reluctant to do that. And then so they've adopted this line like it's not a crime to party with Epstein.
Yes, that is the new line. You hear it everywhere.
All right.
Should we move on to the Kennedy Center?
Yes.
So you know, I predicted on this show that Trump is possibly going to tear down the whole White House, but he's taken a little detour first. He's now going to tear down the Kennedy Center.
Well, first he got rid of the audience.
Yes.
You know?
No one will be hurt in this. Except all the employees who will now be laid off.
You know,
he says, well, we're going to use some of the steel and some of the marble. But, yes, they're going to tear it down.
Yeah.
And they're going to take 2 years to rebuild it, maybe. And then I bet the Kennedy name will just disappear and it'll be
he hates the Kennedys. He hates the Kennedys.
He hates everybody.
You know, he did post, for the past 54 years, the Kennedy Center has been plagued by audiences, and I was able to fix that problem in just 12 months. No, that's Andy Borowitz, from who's a comedian. But, you know, the 4th of July is the date when they're going to close it. And I just wouldn't be surprised, instead of in lieu of fireworks, they just blow it up.
Oh, that'd be interesting. Well,
he's already said we're going to take it to the studs. And then we're going to look at the steel and see if it's any good. Whoop, hold on to that.
I got it.
Okay. All right. Okay, shall we move on?
Yes, I'm turning my microphone back on.
Okay. No, that'll be good.
I hope so.
More than a year after a trans player on the girls' volleyball team, is there an issue?
No. I think it's okay. I turned it on. You're turning it off again and turning it on again. Those are the hands of our director, Rich Spezialy.
Hi, Rich.
I'm going to put it right here.
Okay, so more than a year after a trans player on the girls' volleyball team at San Jose State University, we talked about this, became a lightning rod in the 2024 presidential campaign, Trump administration has found that the school violated Title IX requirements by allowing her to play. So now the Department of Education under Trump is saying that they're going to take action, and they want an apology to any woman or girl who had to play with them. And this
might get some interesting notes in reply. Meanwhile, the Republicans in the House of Representatives have passed a mandate for genital exams for girls in Olympic and school sports because they are making it illegal for trans girls to participate. But to get rid of them, they have to examine everybody to figure out who's trans. So this is going to hit girls across the board if people follow through on this. And girls of all ages in every situation are going to be subject to invasive examinations to test their
talk about child
gender.
Yeah, they're calling it a pedophile's paradise.
Yes, exactly. And believe me, those pedophiles are out there to take advantage of this. How many times have we heard about coaches molesting athletes?
Right, right.
But
you're still on trans, yes?
Well, I was just going to insert that Trump has another little thing going on. He is he's going to put a big statue of Christopher Columbus on the White House lawn. It turns out this goes back to Reagan. There was a statue of Christopher Columbus in Baltimore, and it got torn down, and activists threw it in the ocean. And then right-wingers came along and retrieved the pieces of it that were at the bottom of the sea and put it back together, and it's been sitting in a warehouse, and Trump is now going to put it on the White House lawn.
I would just urge my Italian-American friends and relatives, please disown Columbus as a hero. Look into his background, and I don't think you're going to want to hold him up. There are so many great Italians that you could be holding up, and I mean that. There was an expose on the anti-trans crusader, Representative Nancy Mace of South Carolina, who's running for governor. But she's so showing she's so crazy. She's now in fourth place in the governor's race in the Republican primary. But the stuff that she was doing to her staff, making them bring her bottles of booze at 2 a.m., doing housework for her. And she's got a House ethics complaint against her. So the quote from a former staffer is, "Something's broken. The motherboard's fried." All right. So should we go to the anti-same-sex marriage
thing?
Sure,
yes.
So a coalition of Christian conservative organizations and leaders, they've joined a new campaign called the Greater Than campaign.
Led by the Heritage Foundation.
Focus on the Family, Live Action, Colson Center, Word on Fire, Citizens for Renewing America. They are determined to do to same-sex marriage what they did to abortion. And they published this video.
Same-sex couples, it was billed as a win.
Marriage is actually the most basic institution of human civilization.
When Obergefell redefined marriage to include same-sex couples, it was billed as a win for adult equality. In reality, it created inequality for children. It made our children less than.
When you redefine marriage, you redefine parenthood. When you make mothers and fathers optional in parenthood law, children are harmed.
We now have these trite phrases like love makes a family, or all you need is just love. As long as your physical needs are met and someone is cheering you on, then apparently you'll grow up fine.
But the kids aren't fine. The kids haven't been fine for quite some time.
You redefine marriage, you have just destroyed the house. You can put together a new house and claim it's the same. Children will know the difference. It harms children in virtually every way imaginable.
We're prioritizing the fantasies of adults, no matter how earnestly those fantasies are felt, over the real needs and the real good of children.
And that last guy, Michael Knowles, is someone who was saved from working in porn.
Look, this is so offensive, so enraging. First of all, they claim that studies show that children do better in a mother-father household. No, the studies show that children do well in a two-parent household, and that includes same-sex couples. I know this research. And we've talked about this for years. And children do fine in single parent households too, or households where their grandparents are their caregivers.
And one of the foundations of the Obergefell decision by Justice Anthony Kennedy was my concern for the children that they want to have parents who are married and accepted the way everybody else is.
Exactly.
And that makes it better for the children.
Exactly. And there have been studies. In fact, they found that lesbian parents are better parents often than opposite sex parents. But what is it?
What about the guys?
Even if you, well, I don't think there were enough of them at the time they did those studies. But even if you were tempted to accept any of this, what are you saying about all the people in America who are raised in single parent households or non-traditional
grandparents,
households?
Grandparents, yes. Foster care.
It's just outrageous that they would try to sell this.
It's all about keeping women in their place, basically.
That's a lot of it, yes. And this as a selling point, I don't think this will work. I really don't. I mean, it'll work with a certain percentage of the population. But I have maintained all along that this is going to be a much harder lift for them than abortion.
We didn't show the whole tape. But one of the things they say at the end is interesting because, you know, the Kim Davis case was about, I don't want to perform same-sex marriages, my religious trust. Says they say in this, the real question before the court is not does gay marriage provide some kind of inconvenience for us as Christian adults. The question before the court needs to be, do children need benefit from, deserve, and have a right to their own mother and father?
Well, that is just horse pucky.
Puck, you got the word.
It's really disturbing and disgusting is what it is. But watch out because it's coming to a town near you and they really need to be stopped on this. Don't be afraid to stand up and say that this is a disgusting
bigotry.
Just
be careful about doing it in a church.
It's bigotry. It's lies. It's disgusting.
Well, in Philadelphia, you know, we told you how the Trump administration, they have this Independence Mall kind of a thing with the president's houses, the original.
And what about the same-sex couples who have alcoholism, child abuse, pedophilia, violence in the house, on and on and on.
Right.
You know, they're valorizing same-sex couples as if that's the be-all and end-all.
You mean opposite sex? You mean
sex-discordant couples.
Right.
Thank you.
So, Philadelphia, we told you how they—we got a picture of this, how they removed the exhibit about slavery and that took place among the early presidents. Now, the judge in the case, so Philadelphia is appealing this and saying, look— we paid a lot for this. We thought we had a mutual agreement on what goes up there. So the judge in the case read a post by Donald Trump when the Confederate statues were being removed from public spaces that said it was sad to see history and culture being destroyed. You can't change history, Trump said. Well, that's exactly what they're trying to do.
Yes, exactly. Because Trump bills all this as telling the real history, the positive history of America.
And this judge said to the lawyers for the government, you know, you're making dangerous statements. It's horrifying to hear what you're saying.
Yes.
Now, I don't understand why Philadelphia doesn't just put up big, huge billboards in the street. They own the streets right there and just put up all the information. Don't wait.
As people, for instance, in Florida have put rainbow colors on church steps and private homes after the state has taken them off of street crosswalks.
Well, if anything, it's drawn a lot more attention to our presidents who, quote unquote, owned and abused slaves, African people. And it's so, in a way, it's drawn a lot more attention to it.
Now, to go back to religion and their desire to protect religion, here's what was done to the First Congregational Church in Winter Park, Florida. They had a lovely banner up saying, everyone is welcome here. That's the church in the Congregational Church where I was baptized, not that particular church, but a Congregational Church. And then here's what happened to that banner. I guess that's how the right wing respects religion.
They burned it on the right in front of the door of the church.
Yeah.
And, of course, they'll just put it right back up again.
Yeah.
All right. We got good news and really bad news from Kansas. We missed the fact that out trans Wichita LGBTQ advocate Abby Boatman was selected in early January. There she is being embraced to finish the term of somebody in a state house district. An Air Force veteran. Who goes by Abby. She won 6-2 in the process, and she will be the second openly transgender Kansas lawmaker in the state's history.
And she will run for a full term at the end of this year.
But the Republican supermajorities in the state legislature passed a bill barring people from using restrooms in government buildings that don't align with their sex assigned at birth, and they circumvented all public input while they were doing this. They're cowards.
And they're imposing potential jail terms if you use the, quote, wrong bathroom. And they're putting a bounty on your head because they're rewarding people who turn you in with financial gifts.
$25,000 fines for the first violation, $125,000 fines for subsequent violations.
And now they have added, again, in a maneuver that circumvents normal process, a rule that says driver's licenses and birth certificates must have the birth sex on them, and you can be prosecuted if you have if you've changed your driver's license or your birth certificate, you can be prosecuted for that.
So Abby Boatman said that as a trans woman sitting through this horrible debate, it was surreal and painful. I've sat here for 5.5 hours and listened to this entire room debate my humanity and my ability to participate in the most basic functions of society. And from the bottom of my heart, I hope none of you ever have to sit through something like that.
Well, they're totally oblivious to it. Now, Governor Kelly of Kansas, Democrat, is likely to veto this bill. But as you said, the Republicans have a veto-proof majority.
Right.
But this is going to put them on the spot because there are times when they have failed to override her veto. So we'll see. Meanwhile, in Maine, the right wing has proposed a ballot vote on rules like this, birth sex mandate in sports and bathrooms. But they're going to put it on the ballot because they think the voters are more right wing than the legislature. So they don't think they can win in the legislature, but they think they can win a referendum on the ballot.
Well, you know, look, there's a lot of retreat on these issues, and the American Society of Plastic Surgeons have now recommended that its members refrain from performing gender transition procedures on patients young until they reach the age of 19, and that's a shift. They're afraid of getting sued, and they are being sued. And there was a big case this week.
Yes, although that had to do with not just the surgery, but some other aspect of it.
Upstate New York, a trans woman. I don't know how the hell she identifies now, but she says this, you know, this mutilated me and all this kind of. She won $2 million in the settlement.
I understand, but there's a twist to that. I should go back and read it. But they're only talking about surgery. They're not talking about hormones or puberty blockers. The plastic surgeons are just saying, let's hold off on the surgery until 19.
Enough bad news. Well, we'll get to some more. But how about in Texas? This was national news that Democrats flipped a state Senate seat by an amazing margin. Trump won it by 17 points. This guy won it by about 14 points.
Taylor Rimet, a Democrat in Texas, has just had a huge, amazing win. And one can only hope this is a harbinger, but it's a very low turnout, and the fear is that in the midterms there will be a higher turnout, and that's not so good.
We're the ones who are enthusiastic, who can't wait to vote.
Yes,
so
we are.
I'm not as worried. I was worried about it, you know, a couple of months ago when they were doing all these shenanigans with the redistricting. I'm less worried now. Democrats have flipped more than 20 state legislative seats in special or regularly scheduled elections since last year. Eric, we have a new state senator. Not you. You moved. Eric Boettcher won the state Senate seat Brad Holman's Segal became the borough president. Now, here's the point. He won with 92% of the vote over a Republican. That is an 8-point swing from the last state Senate election that was held in the district.
Chelsea, come on.
Democrats are always going to win. But it's still an 8-point swing.
And I've been talking to our friend Marnie Von Wilpert, who's running, who was going to run for the state legislature in California. She's on the San Diego City Council. But when they did the redistricting in California, she saw an opportunity to run for Congress, which she is doing against the heinous Daryl Issa.
Oh.
But he's now had a lot of his district taken away.
What is he the chair of? I saw him this week.
Of monstrosity. They have a primary coming up in June, and she's got a couple of opponents in the primary who are rich guys who are not qualified but have millions of dollars, so we're a little afraid. But she's winning endorsements and pre-votes and all sorts of things, and she's going to be here in a couple of weeks. So so that's another opportunity to flip a congressional seat,
yes,
which is
essential.
Yeah.
So going back to the state Senate in New York, where Eric Boettcher will be headed, they approved legislation to fix a loophole in the state's existing in vitro fertilization law that had led some same-sex couples to be rejected by insurance companies.
And we're happy about some appointments by our new mayor. Well, Health commissioner, corrections commissioner.
Yes. The new corrections commissioner, Stanley Richards, is an ex-offender.
Right.
And he was the president of the Fortune Society. So it's the first time they've ever had somebody run the Department of Corrections who'd been incarcerated. And and he's a great guy. It's real. I mean, these are inspiring choices.
Yes, they are. But the corrections officers are a tough crowd.
They're impossible.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
But maybe he has a chance with them.
Okay.
All right. In
USA Hockey, by the
also
way.
Also doing an only sex at birth thing for amateur hockey in the United States. Sex segregated leagues. You can only participate in your sex at birth.
Even in beer leagues.
Yes.
You know, sort of informal things. So Harrison Brown, who played professionally in the National Women's Hockey League from 2015 to 2018 after coming out as a trans man in 2016, emphasized the policy's practical impact. USA Hockey is essentially telling me, I can't play in a recreational league with friends. I played with them my entire career.
Crazy. But on the lighter side, they did hold a heated rivalry look-alike contest in New York City, which drew a big crowd, but not many look-alikes.
I looked a little bit of the film. It looked like fun.
I think it was fun.
Right.
Not so much fun. Lesbian divorces. You may be familiar with NBC's Stephanie Gosk and her now almost ex-wife, Jenna Wolfe. They were together for quite a while. There they are. And they've been separated for a while, and now they have formally filed divorce papers amicably. And then the Orange is the New Black actress Samira Wiley and also Orange is the New Black writer Lauren Morelli have also decided to divorce.
They both have kids, both couples.
Yes, and I am sure the kids will be raised just fine by the divorced couples.
Okay. All right, so we're talking about somebody we lost.
Yes.
Singer in RuPaul's Drag Race producer Gabe Lopez has died at 49 after a lymphoma battle. He was a singer, songwriter, producer, who enriched the LGBTQ music scene.
Produced for Belinda Carlisle, for the Go-Go's, as well as a lot of RuPaul's Drag Race.
A lot of awards as well. Yeah. International news?
Yes.
So Budapest, the mayor there is liberal, and he is the guy who said, you have a law against having pride marches and you're going to arrest everybody there? We're going to turn out hundreds of thousands of people, which they did.
Yeah.
So there he is. He has been charged with this happened in the summer and they're finally charging him. Oh, we only want to fine you, but you got to pay your fine. And he says, this is exactly what I did. And you're not going to deter me. I will never accept that the idea that in my homeland it could be a crime to stand up for freedom.
And a more personal standing up for freedom in Cologne, Germany, where a soccer referee participated in a little life-imitating art of the heated rivalry variety. There he is on the left. He proposed to his boyfriend on the soccer field and ended up in a kiss when the boyfriend said yes, and the crowd cheered.
The crowd of 50,000 cheered wildly as they kissed.
They've seen the TV show.
All right, let's go to Britain.
Okay.
So Peter Mandelson. Now, there he is in the House of Lords, where he is no longer. He's all over the Epstein files, and more came out. I mean, because some of it came out, he couldn't be the ambassador from the UK to the US. Now they want him out of the House of Lords, which is an extremely rare move.
Very.
And Starmer, the prime minister, was ready to change the rules over this. So now they haven't taken his title away yet, but he's out of the House of Lords.
Did they take his cape away?
I don't think you'll be seeing him. He may wear it around the house. But Epstein was funneling him money. He was funneling. And where does all this money come from, of course, with Epstein?
Well, Peter Thiel was very, strangely enough, you know, why is a gay man wrapped up in this Epstein?
Peter Mandelson is a gay man.
That's true. Yes.
And money was also going to his husband.
Yep. Well,
Epstein money.
A lot of money going around. Leon Black had a lot of money, so maybe that's part of it, too.
All right. French prosecutors have raided the offices of Elon Musk's social media platform, X, as part of an investigation into all those nudes that are coming up on his site. Child sexual abuse images. So they are investigating him.
And yet our deputy attorney general, or whatever his title is, Todd Blanche, has the gall to sit there and say, oh, we're done. We're finished. We're not releasing anything more. It's all over.
He is a, I'll just use the word POS. I think you know what that means.
Yes. I mean, and Trump sits there and says, it's time to move on. We're bored with this.
He's been saying
now.
That forever. Well, you're asking me about that again? See, now, of course, the Clintons are going to testify now,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And they want it to be an open testimony.
Right.
And I don't think this guy Comer can handle that.
Well, they haven't talked about closing that yet.
But I was hoping that they would let themselves be brought up on criminal charges, because then they could say, we want to see all the files unredacted.
Ah.
You see?
I see.
Now, also, I was a little upset with Hillary this week. She was off in Saudi Arabia giving a speech, probably for a lot of money.
Please, Hillary.
You know, and saying, you've made such great progress.
They're still killed anyone today.
They're still executing gay people there.
Please.
I'm more enamored of the Canadian Prime Minister, Mark Carney, who recognized the cast and crew of Heated Rivalry for bringing Canadian content to a global audience. And here's just the end of his remarks.
On behalf of Canada's new government, look, I'm a politician. I'm not above taking credit for the Canadian funding that helped you share this story with the world. I might not have been here when the decision was made, but I'm here now. So, I greenlit this thing. I stood up to the Americans. I made this thing made. Yeah. But in all seriousness,
More fundamentally, I and millions, hundreds of millions of others, are inspired, truly inspired by your talents, your values, and your determination in conceiving this story, creating it, and telling it so well. But I will also, by the way, and I'll finish on this, I'm going to take credit for bringing Shane and Ilya to Ottawa, where I am an MP in season two. Thank you very much. Merci beaucoup. Bonsoir.
He's adorable.
He is, and he's smart.
Yes,
I mean, clearly. I'm sure you could write me and tell me something bad that he did, but I mean, I just like the way he talks. So, Winter Olympics.
Yeah, so they, Milan, opening this week, 44 so far identified out LGBTQ athletes, more than ever before in the Winter Olympics. Of course, a lot more in the Summer Olympics when you add up all those women's soccer teams. But this is 22 lesbian hockey players, 6 male figure skaters, that should be a much higher number, and they come from 34 countries. They're, you know, 3 times as many women as men who are out, but and 1 trans participant who's out. So we'll see how that plays and how they do. Amber Glenn.
She's the favorite to win this figure skating competition,
yep.
And she would be the oldest winner since 1908.
So keep your eye on Amber Glenn in the women's figure skating.
She was very funny. She's at the press conference and she says, you know, there's some controversy over the music that we use. I hope I can hold on to my Madonna thing. But if Madonna calls and tells me not to use it, I'll just be thrilled that I got a call from Madonna.
Well, I worked the U.S. Figure Skating Championships many, many, many years ago with ABC Sports in Providence, Rhode Island. And the biggest issue was clearing the music.
Yes.
'Cause you're broadcasting these things and you have to get clearance on the music you're using.
Yes. And if you want to use any of our segments here, please get clearance before you do it. We're very liberal about it, but
we
please
are.
Get clearance.
It depends whether you're using it commercially or not.
Yes. All right.
AIDS news.
Now, wait a minute. The Olympics and, what about Sean Hollander and Zachary Gregorio
yes.
in the luge? This guy is named Sean Hollander. Of course, the character in Heated Rivalry is named Shane Hollander. This guy is really cool with this. He thinks it's great. You know, loves the show. And he says, look, Luge always gets the gay jokes at the Olympics because it's 2 guys in speed suits lying on top of each other. It's kind of an easy one. But they're all cool with it, which is great. And then
they're grown-ups.
And then there is this Olympics drama. NBC has dropped the Olympic ice dancing champion, Gabriella Papadakis, from its coverage after her former skating partner, Guillaume Cizeron, accused her of conducting a smear campaign against him in a new memoir. So NBC says, look, we're not taking sides on this, but you clearly have a point of view about your former partner who is still competing.
Yes.
And the
and
thing
it's
is
messy. We don't like messy.
Cizeron is, wait a minute, I want to get this right. Cizeron is gay and Papadakis is bisexual.
And yet they were a couple.
They were a couple.
An opposite sex couple.
Okay. All right. AIDS news. Well,
Panama City Beach, Florida. Butch McKay or McKay? McKay?
It's McKay.
Yeah. 77 years old, died. He was the director of Positive Living Groups, totally immersed in the AIDS epidemic and helping people and fighting the disease, lifelong commitment to it. Really important guy and really beloved.
The day he was involved in so much, the day he died, he posted, I leave you with these words. Start each day by giving thanks for another day, another opportunity. Make the most of each opportunity. And when you retire at night, give thanks for having had the privilege to make a positive contribution. And that's what he kept doing right until, I mean, he posted this the day before he died. Anyway, So what about, and then Florida is accelerating with its cuts to ADAP, which is the drug assistance program. This is catastrophic.
It is.
They're saying, oh, you can only make this amount of money if you're going to get these drugs. Well, I mean, they're talking about denying drugs to people who would, to pay for them, it would take almost their entire salaries.
They're cruel. The right wing is cruel. They have no compassion for anybody. And they don't see their goal as a government as helping people. I don't know what they think their goal is as a government.
And yet people still move to these states.
No taxes.
Well, no
taxes. Sunshine. Flooding. Wait till the state is just totally underwater.
Power outages.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, entertainment news?
Sure.
So an historic win for our ally, Bad Bunny, at the Grammy Awards. His song was the first ever Spanish language record to win Album of the Year. And so that was exciting.
Yes, and he spoke out against ICE. That was incredibly exciting. Now, he is doing the halftime show at the Super Bowl, which the right wing is very upset about.
Well, they're not just upset. They're having an alternate show organized by...
Kid Rock.
Turning Erica, Point USA,
yes,
Erica Kirk.
Yeah.
It's an all-American halftime show. J.D. Vance called it a fantastic lineup. Pete Hegseth said... I'd like to get the Department of War involved in this.
Don't give them any more publicity. They're hidden enough as it is.
They don't expect. I mean, it's going to be running on some networks, and they're hoping that the haters will tune in just out of curiosity.
Well, don't hold your breath.
But at the Super Bowl, Bad Bunny is planning to honor Puerto Rican queer icons in his halftime show, possibly to wear a dress. Green Day, which is fronted by bisexual vocalist Billy Joe Armstrong, is in the lineup. Charlie Puth, P-U-T-H, he's going to sing the national anthem, and he has a big gay fan base, followed by Brandi Carlile doing America the Beautiful.
Yep. All right, back to the Grammys. I really was happy about all the ICE out statements, and one of them by Billie Eilish, who is gradually more and more out herself, and looking, she's come out from under her coverings and is looking terrific. She won Song of the Year, and she said one thing that I thought was so right.
Yep.
And so on point. No one is illegal on stolen land.
Right.
And that really summed it up. Keep fighting, keep speaking up. And then she said, F ICE.
In December, she said, I've been in love with girls my whole life, but I just didn't understand until last year. I realized I wanted my face in she meant a woman's private parts. She said that. And I was never planning on talking about my sexuality in a million years. It's frustrating to me that it came up. So she's very odd when she talks about it. Cynthia Erivo and Ariana Grande won the Grammy Award for Best Pop Duo.
Yeah.
Group performance. Cynthia, of course, is an out lesbian.
And then there's the whole thing between Trevor Noah and Nicki Minaj and Trump. So what Trevor Noah actually said about Trump was that he is going after Greenland because he needs a new island rather than the Epstein Island.
Yeah.
And that, of course, got to Trump. And Nicki Minaj, defending Trump, fought back by saying that Trevor Noah is hiding in the closet. Everyone knows his boyfriend.
We don't. And we're the co-hosts of Gay USA.
And we don't know everything.
We usually hear about everybody. I still get surprised once in a while when I hear some people.
I thought Olivia Dean, as Best New Artist, made a great statement about being the granddaughter of immigrants and that we all are descended from immigrants.
Yes,
and
of course.
That was very well said. I, of course, love the Lauryn Hill and all the artists' tributes to Roberta Flack and others. It got some sort of mixed reviews, but, man, seeing Lauryn Hill there and Chaka Khan, I could be very happy listening to the two of them for a long time.
So You know, John Lithgow, we told you, is going to star in this Harry Potter TV series, which is going to go on for 10 years. And he was interviewed about, you know, his doing something that is written by J.K. Rowling. And he's finally admitting, look, I mean, you know, I mean, she's really not involved. She's one of the producers. And but a lot of the actors in it are at least condemning her views on trans stuff. And as have the people in the former movies. He's going to be in a play on Broadway about the anti-Semitism of Roald Dahl, which is going to be, it's called Giant. It's coming up soon.
Exactly. Now, we want to alert you to something you can find online is a new short documentary called Icebreakers that's on the New Yorker website, but also on YouTube, the New Yorker's YouTube site, which is available for everyone free. And this Icebreakers is a 20-minute documentary about figure skating in the gay games and same-sex couples figure skating. You know, with everything going on with heated rivalry and the Olympics and everything else, it's so timely. And I saw it the other day at a screening, and it took me back because I was on the Gay Games board when Laura Moore brought the idea of figure skating to the Gay Games. And people,
what year was that?
1994.
How old are you?
110. But and actually, it was a couple of years earlier when she brought the idea, of course. I ended up at Coney Island at the rink there handing out medals to the skaters with Joel Grey.
Wow.
But it was an astonishing moment to have pairs, same-sex couples skating. And Laura was there at the screening, and it's a really beautiful, moving film, Icebreakers. We're going to link to it in our show note, but it's on YouTube, and you can find it there.
Now, a show on Broadway that's gotten pretty much rave reviews is Bug on Broadway. That's a picture. That's Carrie Coon. You know her from The Gilded Age.
Yep.
And Namir Smallwood. This is a Tracy Letts play from 20 years ago.
Her husband.
Yes, a couple fighting off literal bugs in a seedy motel. Fine performances, a little too dystopian to enjoy when you're living in a dystopian land. I have to say, it's such ugliness. I mean, it's about what we live in.
Yeah.
But wow. And by the way, the Library of Congress has added a bunch of gay and AIDS-themed films to the National Film Registry, including Philadelphia, Clueless, which features a prominent gay supporting character, The Hours, where Meryl Streep and Allison Janney play a lesbian couple, and it includes the documentary The Loving Story about Mildred and Richard Loving, who won the right for interracial marriage, which was the precursor to same-sex marriage half a century later.
And Nintendo has fulfilled a promise they made 12 years ago and is putting LGBTQ and non-binary options for players in their game Tomodachi Life's Living the Dream out April 16th. And that's it for us. But we'll be back next week.
Well, we hope.
Bye.